Hey, it's Trends with Bennies.
Hey.
Don't call it Trends with Bennies.
I'm not allowed to call it Trends with Bennies?
No, I don't like that.
Okay. This is
Trends. And I'm Benny.
And Benny is here. hey, you're listening to Trends with Benefits. I'm just going to cut this out.
Oh,
it's not helping anything, is it? This is Trends with Benefits. It's a show where I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm with my dear friends, July Diaz.
Hello.
And Agata.
Hello.
Hi. And we like to talk about the trends. So there we go. That's self-explanatory.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't know that, actually. Now I do.
Cool. Oh, yeah, I didn't explain anything about this to our friend here. Gabe, do you want to...
Sure, I'll try and do an
your
introduction.
Speech?
Yeah, I pre-write just... a speech for every guest.
Yeah, or you can just introduce yourself.
That's fine with me, because I feel I don't want to put you in a spot where you are embarrassed that you don't know anything about me.
No.
You don't know.
He knows a lot about you.
Let me give it a shot, at least, because I looked at your LinkedIn and I talked to you a little before the show.
Research.
Okay, so he's a copywriter.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. a comedian.
Nice.
A writer
sometimes.
For cracked.com.
Sometimes.
And he also is occasionally heard on the Hollywood Handbook podcast.
Mm-hmm. Next week, actually. I went in on Wednesday.
You recorded another episode?
Yeah. Thank you for putting me on. I don't know why.
Please welcome Andy Neese.
Woo! Hey, yay. You said it right and everything. Thanks so much for having me. I love trends.
Great. Yeah. That is definitely what we're talking on this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told Andy that we do a podcast about trends, and he was like, I need to be on there. So that's how this happened.
Yep.
Cool. What are some of your favorite trends?
Oh, man. I like when feminists will do a hashtag and then men will try and make it about themselves. Mm. I like the one where the men make it about themselves.
Hashtag yes all men.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Or...
not all men.
Or there's men. There was the Black Lives Matter, and then they tried to change it to All Lives Matter. That was pretty cool too.
Right.
Those it's people great. Are Let, pretty great.
Oh, you thought of a thing? Let's take it from you.
This is about me.
So yeah, we're gonna get to the trends in just a sec, but to do a little, preamble. Mm-hmm. It's Sunday, December 7th, about 4 o'clock. And we're at my apartment in Hollywood, and what is it?
76 degrees.
76 degrees.
Oh, beautiful day.
It's weird, because I'm getting...
Perfect, great view of the Hollywood sign. Yeah.
I'm getting 69 degrees over here.
Do you guys have any exciting things from your week to report?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going on a road trip with my girlfriend. We'll be gone for about 2 weeks.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're going to go to... Bellingham, Washington, where my sister lives, and say hi to her little baby who's turning one.
Awesome.
Cool.
And my cool thing is that I get to stay here while Gabe and Andrew are gone, and I get to do weird stuff all over their apartment.
Oh, you're saying, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
We are going to let Agata stay here. I don't know what kind of weird stuff you're talking about, but maybe you want to run it by me before, send me a text.
Some risky business kind of stuff.
I mean,
sliding on the floor.
Yeah, it's probably better that you don't know. I'm not going to ruin anything permanently.
That's what I just want to make sure. Okay, cool. July?
Yeah, you guys are talking about future stuff. I'll talk about the past a little bit. Black Friday happened.
A long time ago now.
Yeah, but... we had a podcast that did not get recorded.
Right.
So I talked about going to Sky Zone for the first time. Are you aware of what Sky Zone is?
Is that is it a trampoline place?
Yes.
Oh, I've been to a similar one, but not Sky Zone.
Yeah.
But.
So I went to Sky Zone for my little bro's B-Day.
Cool.
And he got to choose 10 people to be on the jumping list. Uh-huh. And I was not on that
Ouch.
List.
His own brother.
Yeah.
Did he get to choose 10 people besides himself, or did he have to include himself?
He's included in that top 10 list.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Let's count them down.
Yeah.
Damn, I'd be pissed.
Well, I just want to say that I am when I was a kid, I was huge on flips and trampolines and all that stuff. And so, as a man, as a grown man, I thought, oh, this will be so much fun. I'll get to show off my flips and a backflip and a front flip and
you
all
can't
that.
Do any of that
and
stuff
so
anymore.
I tried and I was tired immediately. I did one backflip. I'm I'm done. And I was sore for a whole week. And I thought, I'm too old for this shit.
Because our bodies are falling apart.
Yeah.
Your inner Danny Glover came out.
This is going great so far. is it okay? I just like to do that occasionally.
Sometimes he's like, "This is garbage."
Everyone's doing great, right, listeners?
Yes.
Oh.
Wow, we have one fan.
Here's the first trend, guys. Get ready. The original Batmobile, built in 1963, fetches $137 at auction.
Whoa. That sounds wrong.
That can't be right.
$137,000. Did I not say thousand?
You did not say thousand.
I think we're going to have to go back on this. And
$137,000 at auction. The original Batmobile.
That still seems pretty low, right?
It does.
Yeah. I mean, for a collector's item, I mean, I don't know anything about cars, Andy.
No, I have no idea about what they are, even.
It's like a metal thing with wheels.
Oh.
But I feel like an expensive car that doesn't have any, like,
Batmobile stuff?
Like, any relationship to the Batman franchise?
Yeah, like a normal expensive car that Adam West has never even been in.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds like about, like, what you would pay for. Like,
yeah, that's why I'm saying Lambo. It sounds low, because if it's the original Batmobile.
It must just be, like, a really shitty car.
Yeah, you think, like, Adam West, like, jizzed in it or something.
Well,
is that what you're trying to say?
Do you think that would make it worth more or less?
Probably less. More. No.
No. I'm going opposite on this.
Never mind.
You really want Adam West, like...
No, I'm not talking about me.
Yeah, super fan, though, might be way into it.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those old Batman shows... When compared to, like, what Batman is now,
right,
they couldn't be further apart. Like, it's gone from the most over-the-top, campy thing, like...
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
To the most serious thing ever.
Yeah, like, as serious as you possibly could
Gotham,
be.
Gotham, have you seen Gotham?
No.
Anybody? I saw the pilot and turned it off after the whole, like, Bruce Wayne losing his parents thing.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I can't get into this.
I heard it was not very good.
Yeah.
I heard that, too.
What's another thing that exists in popular culture that was just, like, something super goofy that you could put, like, a very serious spin on?
Goof Troop. Like, as a kid watching Goof Troop, it was such a... I mean, it's in its name. It's so goofy. But now, watching it, it's, like, such a... Oh, man. The stories that they would tell on those shows... You know, like that, what was that show called? Not Happy Days. Now I'm going way back.
Twin Peaks?
Not Twin Peaks.
It was like a live action.
Cheers?
Yeah, you know, like those after school special episodes of shows
where
something really bad happens and then everyone learns a lesson?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was Goof Troop, maybe in its like second season.
Oh, so this is a real Goof Troop was goofy and then actually did get serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
After school special.
Yeah. Like the third.
That's what I think that was like a thing they did for like in those like all like 80s sitcoms and like shows and stuff. I remember that. There was one, I don't know why I know, but I remember there was like a either Webster or is What's Happening with Gary Coleman where they had like a
different strokes.
Oh yeah, Different Strokes. That's right.
That's
so there was a Different Strokes where the like lesson learned was like to not get into old refrigerators because they'll close on you and you'll get trapped and suffocate. Like that was the lesson, was stay away from old refrigerators.
Yeah, a lesson that was completely like contradicted by the most recent Indiana Jones, which says you should get into a
survive.
Refrigerator.
That's
to
a
survive.
Good point.
Next trend.
Great.
This one's this is a sad one. Sorry, guys, but it's trending, so I have to talk about it. We have to talk about it.
Fair enough.
A record-setting cat with two faces meets its end at 15.
Whoa, 15.
Two faces.
Yeah, look at this.
Speaking of Batman.
Look at that.
Two faces.
Oh, Agata looks horrified.
Oh, my God.
Andy's...
It's pretty horrible.
Oh, what the hell?
I can't see it. It's on the other side of the table.
You don't want to see it.
I'll show it to you afterwards.
Let's just say they share one eye. There's two faces, but three eyes. before.
It did make the Guinness World of Records, so there's that.
For most faces.
Most faces on a cat?
Actually not. It was for there was the longest surviving member of a group known as Janus Cats. Named for a Roman god with two. Oh, wait, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Janus Cats. Oh. Okay.
Janus owned this cat. Yeah.
Well, that's sad. I mean, like,
15's not super young for a cat.
It is. Like, no.
That's a decent age. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really care about cats, so.
Oh. This story is controversial.
You might not. The trends, cats are trending pretty often, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, pretty much constantly.
I mean, I'm no expert, but.
Yeah. I'm an expert on the fact that dogs
have you
are
been
better.
Hurt by a cat before? Is this.
I mean, cats are fine, but dogs are way better.
Uh-oh. Someone just walked in who I think has an opinion about all of this.
Ray Romano?
No. It's Maru? Hi, Maru. You know the cat Maru?
Of course.
Yeah, from the
internet?
Course.
The original internet cat superstar.
Hi. Hi, Maru. Have a seat.
Hey, how's it going?
I thought you were British, Maru. Or Japanese?
No, he's Japanese, yeah.
Is this not a Japanese accent? I'm here.
It sounds Japanese to me, you guys.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Japanese cat.
Maru,
that's what they
Maru. Say. I like saying my name.
You guys want to know? I know some trivia about Maru is that his name means round in Japanese.
Because he's so chubby?
Yeah, because he's got a big round face.
Chubby little
face. 600 pounds.
Maru, do you have a response to Agata saying that she doesn't care about cats?
Fuck you.
Well, fuck you too, Maru.
Okay, bye.
Maru. Bye, Maru.
He fell out the window. So many of our
I'm
guests
sure he'll land
in
on its feet.
Well, maybe Ray Romano will come back.
I had a step aside for that whole section. And I want to say I have no idea who this character is.
You don't know Maru?
No.
Okay, we'll show you Maru.
I'm trying
later.
To Google.
July, how can you not know Maru? He's very cute, and he's in a lot of videos, like jumping into boxes and stuff.
He loves a box.
Yeah.
Oh, this
he loves a good box.
Was he a part of the melon cat meme, too?
The what?
Where they put, like, melons on top of cats.
I don't think so.
I'm like,
he did do the icebox challenge, but...
That's not him.
Is it icebox challenge?
No.
We did the icebox challenge earlier in this episode. Yeah, we all got on the fridge.
And I won. Wait, were we racing or something? What was the point of the refrigerator thing?
Just laughs. Just funny stuff.
For this one, I'm going to BuzzFeed.
Oh, wait, let's play our BuzzFeed theme.
Something called the Star Wars The Force Awakens trailer is here.
Right.
Don't know what that is.
We talked about it.
Did we?
Yeah.
There's a new Star Wars movie coming out next year.
Uh-huh.
It stars C-3PO. and then the trailer...
I can't believe they got C-3PO back.
Yeah, they got that FIFA droid, that FIFA soccer ball droid.
Right. So it's coming out next year, and the trailer recently hit the internet. It wasn't like really a full trailer, right? It was like
a teaser.
I think
it was a teaser, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't show very much. It was real short.
I
didn't watch it. I refused to.
Lots of controversy over the first image in the trailer. It's a black stormtrooper. People are like mixed reaction to that.
I read about this because
are the worst.
There were people talking about how stormtroopers were all supposed to be clones of something.
Well, in the prequels, that was the idea, was that they all were like clones of just one guy. But I don't know how it works in later on.
It's all stupid. Anyone who cares about that is stupid. And
yeah.
Those movies are seen through rose-colored glasses, even the originals.
Yeah,
I will.
Mitch
say.
Hedberg wrote all those movies because he wore rose-colored glasses. I mean, you can even tell in the dialogue, like all those jokes about rice.
It's time for July's funny pages.
This is a segment where I read a comic.
Mm-hmm.
You get to choose which comic.
Oh, yeah, great. Guest choice.
Do I should I look or will that ruin the experience?
Since it's Sunday, as we all know, comics are double sized. All
right.
So there are more panels. Great. So I'm gonna give you the choice between Dilbert,
mm-hmm.
Doonesbury, something called Shoe, or Garfield.
I think I gotta go for the classic Garfield.
Yes.
All right. So
everyone always picks
everyone should go Garfield.
Garfield, you know, and people gripe about him, but everyone loves Garfield.
Yeah, yeah, we all love Garfield too.
I was like really holding my breath. I thought you were gonna say Shoe.
I am a little bit, and I'm gonna look that up later.
Oh, I know Shoe. Shoe has all these birds.
Is it?
You
is
know
it,
every one of them.
Well, I don't want to spoil it.
Is it S-H-O-E, like Shoe, like on your foot?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's about all these birds, weird looking birds. That wear suits and go to bars.
Great.
Interesting.
Are you looking at Shoe?
Yeah, it is that. All right. Okay,
but yes,
cool.
Every time someone has come on, we've given them the option of what to choose. And it's never, no one has ever not picked Garfield.
Please confirm that no one told you to pick Garfield.
No, absolutely not. That was my own free will. I chose Garfield. And here we go.
All right, cool.
The first person who breaks this streak will be a real bummer.
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 panels.
Oh, whoa. That's long for Garfield.
Yeah.
That's long. It's really long for July because he goes into excruciating detail about these panels.
Again, I don't know if excruciating is the right term. It's exhilarating.
Also, July, you're still able to access Saturday's comics on Sunday. Yeah, you don't have
to
read a
disappear.
Sunday comic.
But then it's not trending, baby. It needs to be today. All right, so this is a special holiday comic of Garfield. You know, Christmas is coming up, I guess. Mm-hmm. I'll paint the scene for you. It's snowy in Garfield land. John, Garfield, and Odie are out looking for a tree, a Christmas tree.
Okay.
So this is the first panel. John is chopping down a pine tree with a chainsaw, and it falls right on top of his car.
Classic John.
How can this get better? You know, so much information in this first panel.
Uh-huh. Yeah, really. Like, that's a whole scene right there.
Yeah. And then second panel has nothing to do with the first panel. It's Garfield at a desk. Yeah. It's Garfield at a desk. He's typing on a laptop. Kind of looks like a Toshiba, maybe.
Okay.
And then on the very top, it's showing what he's typing. He's typing an email, and it says, "To Santa, subject, me."
When it shows where he's typing, does it use computer letters that are nothing like what actual computer letters would look like?
Actually, it looks pretty legit. It looks like 98 Windows... Font, or whatever that is.
Helvetica. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So that was panel number two, panel number three. It's going to the body of the email. Mm-hmm. He says, "Dear Santa, I have been good all year. Please see attached photos." Next panel is a photo of Garfield hugging Odie. Next panel is Garfield. Oh, it looked like he was choking a chicken, but it's a fish.
I'd like to see that fish someday. Like that's.
Next panel is Garfield climbing up a tree, giving a bird a kiss on the cheek. The next panel is Garfield playing tennis with the spider, who was actually on a comic the last time we recorded. Maybe it's the same spider.
It could be the same spider.
Yeah. And finally, last panel.
Well, before you say that, can I just say that all those things seem uncharacteristically nice for Garfield?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, because he's such a dick
all
the time.
Yeah. That's interesting.
It seems like he wants something from
Santa.
Well,
let's find out.
Yeah. Also, like, I wonder what Santa's email is because it's not showing here. He's just sending. Okay, last panel has Garfield and John. John kind of looks pissed. He's holding a mug of some sort. Maybe he's drinking tea, maybe he's drinking coffee. I'm gonna guess tea because there's like a, let's just say it's tea.
Okay.
Sanka.
Yeah, it's Sanka. All right. John says, This is fraud, you know. And then Garfield, again, before I finish, it's, we're almost to the end of the comic. Mm-hmm.
He says, like, this is fraud, you know.
Like this is okay. John saying that. But Garfield, whenever he speaks in the comics, it's like a thought bubble. So he's never saying it, so John can never hear him.
That's true.
But we, as the reader, can hear what Garfield is saying loud and clear. This is what Garfield is thinking. Shut up and smile. And then he has a big old grin on his face, showing off those pearly whites.
Oh, and he's taking a picture.
He's taking a selfie of him and John.
Oh, like so they're getting along and like, okay.
Yeah, so this is...
That's a good comic.
I think this is a groundbreaking comic because he's... They're introducing the idea of selfie into the Garfield franchise.
Yeah.
You know?
Have they done emails before, I wonder?
Maybe. Like, that's a good question.
Is Garfield entering the 21st century?
It begs one to wonder, had selfie put some Garfield in it, would it not have been canceled?
That's right.
Oh, they moved it to Hulu or something.
Yeah.
Is John Cho on that show?
Is Garfield on...
Garfield?
On the show.
Is Garfield on the show? Great comic. Thank great you. Comic,
yeah.
July.
Yeah.
Great really joke as like always from Jim Davis.
Jim Davis.
Yeah, all the credit again. Goes to Jim Davis. I'm just a fan.
This is a segment we call Ask Agata.
And it's a segment where people send in stuff to ask me questions about their lives. What is the URL?
You can go to twb.cool/ask. twb.cool/ask.
There's a dot cool? Like that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's our website.
It's
twb.cool.
Our website. Yeah, I had a month-long dream of owning a dot cool domain, and so then I made
is
it happen.
Is there any kind of, like, does your site actually have to be cool to get on there? Like, is there any screening process?
Apparently not, no. You just have to pay, like, the registrar fee.
Oh, okay, what?
But they have all these new top-level domains, so you can get, like, .cool, you can get, like, .boner. I don't know if .boner exists, but they have, like, some really weird ones, like .solutions.
Or I've got .biz.
.biz has been around for a while.
Okay,
but these are new. These are new. They're all super long. Fun. Anyway... I think
biz
I
isn't cool anymore. It's bonezone.biz. That's my URL.
Bonezone.biz is good.
That is good.
Thank you.
Do you own that, right?
I do.
So if you have a question for Agata about any subject at all.
Life advice. I'll give you advice on anything you need.
Yes. We have some things we're qualified to provide advice on. Mostly Agata. So here's a question that was submitted on our website. I fucked a guy who said he was a casting director on Orange is the New Black, but it turns out he works the front desk at a storage unit place. Should I call him back? They didn't leave a name.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for your question. I mean, it's easy to for something like this to happen in this Hollywood life. You know, we all live here. We all know how hard it is. You go out somewhere and someone's like, hey, I'm Leonardo DiCaprio's dad, and I want to take you out. This has happened to all you guys, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone's going around doing that to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. So from there, you know, you get tricked a lot, and you find out that things aren't what they seem. So my advice to you, first of all, I mean, I hope you never called this guy back, obviously. But second of all, like, raise your standards a bit, like, don't just go on Tinder and hit up every dude that says, I work in television. Instead, like, maybe try to find a boy at a cool place like a Target or something, right?
My parents met at a Target, and then they had me. I was the firstborn.
That's a really beautiful story.
Were you conceived at a Target, July?
No. Wait, it's conceived when you have sex?
Yeah.
Then yes.
It's when your parents had sex to make you into a baby.
Mm-hmm. You know what the Target dog's name is? Is it Spot? Is it Spuds McKenzie? I think that was
Is it Spot?
Is it Spot or Spuds?
I think it is Spot.
Okay. Okay,
Spot McKenzie.
Yeah, that was going to be my middle name when I was a baby. And then they decided not to.
Okay.
What section were you made in?
Oh, electronics/
Baby wears.
Baby wears. It started in electronics, and then things got heated up, and then they moved it over to baby wear.
Can I ask you to sort of distill down what your advice to this person is, general advice? I don't know if I followed it. So you think that they should have higher standards for
The question was, should I call this guy back? And right. The answer is obviously no.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, mm-hmm. because not only is he lying to you, but he just seems like a terrible person. Why would you even pursue that even further?
Right. The only thing I'm going to add to this is, you know, the only way you're going to get any respect in this business is if you just get better at what you're doing and get a job legitimately, okay?
I got a quick question about the question. Do you think, where they actually work for?
He said he worked front desk at a storage facility.
Do you think it was, what's that, the most popular storage facility place?
Public storage?
Public.
Oh, it's Orange.
It's Orange, the connection it's trying to make. Do you think that's he was working there and he's around all this Orange and he's maybe I can use this to my advantage to get laid? You know, this sick, horrible person.
Maybe.
Do you think the color played a part in this?
Yeah, sparked the idea, maybe if I tell people that I work for Orange is the New Black, people will suck my D.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good theory.
I mean, it's a shitty thing. It's probably the real thought process, though.
Andy, what do you think? Do you think this girl should call him back?
No, I think that this person is deceptive, and I think whoever wrote this, you deserve a man that respects you, that tells the truth.
Damn, yeah.
Get out there, find the right guy for you. It's better to be alone than be with some jerk, you know, at some goddamn storage place, lying to everybody. He's pissing me off.
I could not agree with Andy more. I really couldn't. You might be replaced on this segment.
This is my fucking segment. It's called Ask a Gotta.
Ask a Gotta and Andy answers. Do you guys want to play a game?
Ooh, yes.
Yeah. I usually prepare a game.
I want to win.
You want to win this time?
I want to win.
No, I always lose. I want to win.
Oh, tell us what the winner gets, Gabe.
Oh, the winner of all my games wins a kiss on the forehead.
All right.
So, you want to win.
Who, from whom is the kiss?
No, it's from me.
Oh, cool.
I didn't have a lot of time to prepare a game this week, so we're going to play a game we've played many times before. I'm thinking of a celebrity.
Oh,
we're doing this on the
show. Awesome. No, I love this.
I mean, we play this game all the time in real life.
We play this game. I'm thinking of a celebrity. You guys can ask yes or no questions to find out who the celebrity is. I'm thinking of a celebrity. Go.
Beyonce.
It's not Beyonce.
Okay, is this person...
Is it a boy?
It is a boy.
Is it a bad boy?
It is a bad boy.
Is it a sexy bad boy?
It's not a sexy
Is he
boy.
A young boy?
No, he's not a young boy.
Does he have a large Latino following?
Not a large Latino following, no.
Okay.
Is he a person of color?
He is a person of color.
Okay.
Was he on In Living Color?
Not that I know of.
Is he a movie star?
He's been in movies, yes.
Is he more known for TV?
He is probably more known for TV.
Bill Cosby?
It is Bill Cosby. I didn't say he's most known for TV. Agata, congratulations. You won. Guess which celebrity I'm thinking of.
Oh my God, I won a game. I just want to thank all my friends and my mom.
What do you say?
I'm kind of pissed I lost.
That's me every time. I'm always I get really mad. I'm not
just
a good
kidding,
loser.
I don't care.
What's your favorite thing?
Oh, man. You know what's really good? There's this video on YouTube from a Jackie Chan movie, Meals on Wheels, and him and Sammo Hung and another guy are in this big fight, and one guy Sammo Hung is like the weapons guy. Jackie Chan's like the hand-to-hand combat guy. And then the other guy is like acrobatic and does flips.
And that's your favorite thing
it's
that
really
exists
good.
In this world?
That's what came to my mind. Oh, yeah. This is really good. So this is the Jackie Chan portion. I don't think that's original in the film. But yeah, if you or we could watch the whole thing, I don't know, it's your show. There's other like two other guys that he's friends with and they each have their own specialties in fight.
I think this might just be one fight.
Yeah, it might just be the highlights. It might just be Jackie Chan's.
Der Bursche ist zäh, aber nicht den Mut verlieren. Du musst locker bleiben. Betrachte es wie eine Trainingsstunde.
Okay, this is a good question. Do you usually, I don't know, but
yeah,
do you usually watch like the original dub or English dub, Jackie Chan films?
I guess it's just the English dubbed version is the one I end up finding. I have like a Jackie Chan, like I bought it for like $5 at Best Buy or something. It's like got like 8 Jackie Chan movies.
Oh, wow.
I was a big Chan man. Back in the day.
Chan fan.
Jackie Chan Adventures.
Yeah, I watched that. That was fun.
James Bond Jr.
Rush Hour.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. A big Rush Hour. I wrote a Rush Hour 4 spec script once.
Did you really?
A whole full-length script.
Can I read it?
Yeah, it's online.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
I wrote a Rush Hour 4 script just as a joke, kind of, where they go back in time and win the Civil War.
Holy shit.
Wait, does at any point, does Rush Hour meet Shanghai?
Yes, uh-huh. It happens. They meet I forget his name, but they meet Owen Wilson's character.
Perfect.
And there's some banter.
The ultimate crossover.
I love the first Rush Hour movie.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
The other two are pretty good, too.
I don't know if I've actually seen the third one, but I like the second one also. There's a part, for some reason, this is my favorite part in Rush Hour 2, is Chris Tucker is like making his way through Hong Kong or wherever they are, somewhere in China. And a guy is outside of a door, like a store, and he's like selling suits. He's like, cheap suits, cheap suits. And then Chris Tucker was like, hey, man, how cheap are they? Cheap as hell.
What? Heaven on Earth? I don't remember that.
Oh, whoa, this is it.
Cheap suits.
Yes. This is so good.
Cheap suits. How cheap?
I remember that scene. Yeah.
How did you find that so
fast? That was great.
Just YouTube.
Just
shout out to YouTube. Having great clips of great movies.
Should we do a Rush Hour hoedown?
All right, cool. We'll have Laura Hall join us.
Oh, yeah. We do a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown that you're probably familiar with from watching hours and hours of Whose Line Is It Anyway on reruns on Comedy Central or
YouTube,
ABC Family, so on.
Vimeo.
Yeah, so you know these. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you had like friends or something, you obviously stayed home for hours watching Whose Line Is It Anyway marathons.
Mm-hmm. I watched a lot of
that. I did, for sure.
And so what we do is we bring in Laura Hall, the pianist for Whose Line Is It Anyway. Laura, do you want to come in here?
Hello.
Hi, Laura. Laura is not like great at talking. She never talks on the show.
Well, yeah, she communicates through her music.
Right. But we do like to talk to her a little bit before we do the hoedowns.
Yeah. Like, what's going on with your week, Laura?
Nothing.
Okay. Okay.
She's well, she's modest. She's nominated for a Grammy, and she doesn't want.
Is that true?
No.
Oh.
Well, she's here. I mean, can you tell us
that's
about
true,
this
Laura?
Grammy
were you nominated
nom?
For? A
Grammy? Yes.
You were for what?
Coolest song.
Which was the hoedown, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool. All right. So Laura's gonna get ready. She's gonna play her song. Looking for cheap suits down in Chinatown. It's the best place to go all around. Searching high And lo, for my friend Jackie Chan, where the heck did he go?
Oh, I love Rush Hour. I watch it every day. I watch it in the morning, and I watch it at the end. I think Jackie Chan is my spirit animal. I'm gonna kiss him later.
Oh, my name is Jackie. I like to punch and kick. I like to have some fun. I do a little trick. Bubble, but please don't fight me. I don't want any trouble.
Nice.
Jackie and Chris Tucker, they really go. But you know you never touch a black man's radio. Everyone is from the north or south, but do you understand the words that are coming out my mouth?
Coming out my mouth.
Oh man, that was awesome.
There we go.
That's the patented transfer benefit.
Cut that one. Yeah. Cut that one.
You guys didn't hear all the garbage ones that we've cut out of this episode.
They can't appreciate us when we're doing terrible hoedowns. They don't deserve to hear our great hoedown.
Right.
That's
right.
So Marilyn Monroe.
They took a vow when they married us. For better or for worse.
When they subscribed.
Which is another comic.
Final trend.
Final trend.
Horizontal elevators are the elevators of the future.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a couple of horizontal elevators called my feet.
No,
that's been trends with benefits.
Can I?
So is it saying, like, what does the article say? Is it like people going between cities and stuff?
Okay, just to describe what I'm looking at, it's showing like the inside of a building, and it kind of looks like, you know, that second level in Super Mario where you go underground and the platforms move up and like off screen. That's what it kind of looks like. But to the side also, like, it also looks like Pac-Man. It also looks like Tetris.
Or what is that one where like, the little guys are eating lemmings? You guys know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I know lemmings.
Yeah.
Yeah, where they're the little guys that you control.
Where they're like...
Don't know
what it looks like.
You know what it reminds me of is, you remember in Willy Wonka where they are on the elevator?
Yeah,
it reminds me of that.
Yeah,
except it's like in a building.
Yeah,
instead of flying through the air.
Yeah, so imagine that, listeners. But imagine the building also. This is taking place inside of a building.
Not glass, probably, but maybe.
Yeah.
We should be skipping this and going straight to teleportation, right?
Yeah.
But what about the whole fly thing? If a fly goes in there, you'll turn your head will be a fly's head. Aren't you afraid of that?
Are you talking about the butterfly effect?
No,
something you need to take into account too, though.
What fly thing are you talking about?
The fly.
You know the
with
movie
Jeff
the fly?
Goldblum.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I've never seen it.
Oh, that's, you should. It's a really good movie.
Do you like
movie.
Goo?
Yeah.
Well, that's a movie for you then.
Also, Flubber is a good goo movie. If you like
also the
goo.
Extremely goofy movie.
We should watch that movie. Oh my god, it's
goofy movie was another one. That was another thing that I was obsessed with as a kid. Those songs are really good.
Oh, the song at the end.
We are the Goofy's number one fan. Over
yeah,
here, the three of us.
We're a regular goof troop.
You can be part of our goof troop. We have a group chat that's called Gorsh.
It's an extremely goofy group chat.
Pauly Shore.
Pauly Shore is singing this song?
No. He's in this movie.
Oh.
Andy's singing. Pauly Shore, Hollywood Handbook interview.
Oh, I got. I have. Well, I have a slight inside scoop on that from Hayes himself.
What did he say?
He said, "Well, first of all, next week they did a bit about it, which is really funny. And you'll hear my dulcet tones on that briefly, my nice. Cool voice. But he was saying at the very end, you hear Hayes, like right as they're wrapping up, you hear Hayes go like, yeah. And then they start. And apparently Pauly Shore was going like, he was like twirling for the listener. He was twirling his finger as if to say, can we wrap this up? And so you hear Hayes like saying, yeah, we'll wrap it up. And then they start saying like, oh, like us on Facebook and rate us on iTunes and start. And so Pauly Shore was done with that.
Yikes. We'll talk about that a little bit more off the air. Andy, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah.
This was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And you were a good sport.
Yeah. Do you have,
do you want to plug
that
anything?
It doesn't, it will do anything for you, but do you want to plug something?
No, that's all right. If you let's go listen to Holiday Handbook. It's a good, it's the funniest podcast other than this one.
Thank you.
And, more people should listen to it because it's really good. And I'm on it sometimes. So check it out.
Yeah. Earwolf.com is where you'll find Hollywood Handbook. July.
Technically, I'm the intern, but I've never done any work.
Sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
For my plug, I want people to be watching that show, Jane the Virgin. I heard it's good. I haven't seen any of it, but just check it out.
She gets accidentally inseminated. That is like the most disgusting premise for a TV show.
I've not heard of this at all. Is that real?
It's a real show. Wow. I haven't seen it. But yes.
The basic setup for the show is that someone accidentally puts jism in her and then she gets pregnant.
That's true. She gets injected.
Wow. The premise of that show is a real movie that already exists. It's called Quinceañera, the movie. Real. It's
called The Bible.
It's real.
Have you seen it?
No. I have something to plug,
right?
But I'm going to give my plug away to somebody else by the name of Maru.
Okay. Hi, Maru.
Hey, how's your week? Hey, you want to plug the internet and memes and...
He wants to plug memes in general.
But I really like Neon Cat. Neon Cat's cool. A Pop-Tart cat.
Oh.
Flies through space.
I thought it was N-E-O-N cat, but I know what you're doing.
Why are you plugging about other cats, Maru? Shouldn't you be plugging your own?
Grumpy Cat.
Merchandise?
Oh, yeah, Grumpy Cat's cool.
Bub. She had a bad Christmas, which is too bad for her.
How could that cat have a bad Christmas?
Because the movie was...
No, because was like the whole Christmas season, she's been really grumpy and like upset the whole time.
Mm. Oh. Cool.
Maybe you could cheer her up, Maru.
Maybe she needs that cat deep.
I'm asexual. I'm an asexual cat. And I'm also Japanese, so I like fucking body pillows.
I also am a sexual cat.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening.
See you, Maru. Bye.